The minister preached an hour. He didn't preach 15 minutes.
He had something to say.
Yes, sir.
And when did the services start? What time?
11.
11?
Yeah.
And then they got out at what, half past 12? Or?
Mm-hmm. He preached the church service until noon, then Sunday school.
Yeah.
Now, back in... My husband and I went to Sunday school together back then when we were children. And now his people live way down the lake. And by the time they got out of church and got back down there,
had time for supper.
And watered the cattle in the lake, go down to the lake and chop a hole in the ice, drive the cattle down to drink. And it was middle of the afternoon. I tell you, it's quite a job to go to church.
I guess. Yeah.
Oh,
well,
dear.
How long did it take to go from the village to the lake by horse and buggy?
Oh, I don't know.
In
they called it 6 miles. But.
I mean, it a lot depended on whether it was muddy or whether it was a good, dry, hard road. Roads were really something those days. But it's been that way ever since Bridgeport was founded.
Hello.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one there where the priest lived, and the other down just below.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We were lucky then. We can't have a doctor now.
I know it. You can't have a doctor in any town, less than 20,000.
Well, now, you know, is the barn still there? Does he still, the priest have a barn?
Yeah.
Well, now, that was a store.
A store?
Yeah, and it set over on the corner. Well, now, does he have a big lot there?
No, very, very small.
Well,
of course, he took it for parking lot for the church.
Church,
yeah.
Well, that might be. Well, that was Dr. Blaisdell's garden out in there. And on that corner was where that
building, the
barn was. And it was a store. And if you'll find in your old records, it speaks of, I don't know as it does here, but Ferris is having a store.
Ferry?
Ferris, F-E-R-R-I-S,
Ferris.
Ferris.
I don't remember it, but that was where the Ferris store was.
That was the Ferris store.
This would be that building right there, then.
Was the priest's barn was the store.
Yeah.
And it was moved over the back.
The other side of the house, yeah.
Now, did anybody ever tell you anything about making potash?
No. Of course, I know how they used to do it, but I never have had anybody that did it.
Down below where I had to live, is there a brook running
there?
Yeah,
there's a little brook in there.
There's a bridge there, but probably the brook's all dried up.
No, it's still a brook there most of the time.
Well, that was the Potash Brook.
Yeah, it's the name on it now.
Well, now they made potash down there.
Well, is it a house the other side of the...
West of the bridge.
On the west side.
On the west side of the bridge down there. Now, it's probably all gone. Probably isn't.
Well, there's a house just beyond the brook on the east side of the road.
Yeah, well, that had nothing to do with it.
It was on the west.
The north side.
The north side of the brook and the west side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
There's no building there now. There's a new house, but nothing old.
No. Well, the little old house is probably gone. Uh-huh.
Whose was that?
Well...
Was it Buck? Samuel Buck?
Oh. Where'd you get that name?
I don't know. I just associate it with potash some way. I don't know.
No, he was the one that was in the center of town.
Oh.
He was the one who had the waterworks there. The
aqueduct?
The aqueduct.
Oh.
Samuel Buck. He was in that group there in the middle of town. We stumbled onto an aqueduct company that took water from a spring up on what is now the Middlebury Road. There used to be three or four springs up in there, and they piped it in an aqueduct and took it down and watered around the center of town with it.
Well, that must have been way back.
Oh, yeah. Very early 1800s, 1805 or 1807, something along in that.
Oh, goodness. Well, you said who lived in the little house.
Yeah.
In my day, it was Charlie Ellitharp. And the last of their living in town, last of their lives, they lived up in that Goodwin house where you say the cheese factory is now.
Oh, yeah.
And that's brick house.
Yeah.
Well, they moved from the little house to two or three different places. They lived in the gray house once. They had a girl, a daughter that was my age, and we used to play together all the time, every day, you know, and like that. And that's how I got into gray house and went up Saul.
Yeah.
And the rooms were just as they were, you know. The painting on the wall, on the woodwork, you know, that old...
Stenciled.
Know.
Stenciled?
Well, no, I don't think it was that.
No, just paintings.
It would paint a main color, like it was a kind of a tobacco brown, you
yeah.
know, like that. And then they'd put another color top of it. I mean, they'd just splash it on.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe take a brush full
hand
of paint and just
tracks.
Hit it, you know, here and there and like that, you know. And they used to paint floors like that.
Yeah.
There was one floor I know that we had in our house, a bedroom floor. It was painted white, as white as they had white then. It wasn't real white. And then there was blue. They'd take a wide brush, you know, and just mark it off, you know, like that. And I thought that made it pretty, you know.
Yeah. Speckled. I tried to do that one once, but he didn't like it when I did.
I remember my mother made one once with painted the floor around where the rug was, you know,
mm-hmm.
painted the floor, and then she took a comb, a steel comb, and...
Yeah. Well, that they call combing.
Yeah.
And they're going back to that now.
They are.
the woodwork, you know.
Yeah.
And you painted it like a yellow and then take a darker color, you know.
And comb it in.
Yeah.
Well, was there any minerals? Did anybody ever mine anything? Was there any other than slate? Did they ever get any marble or... They did. All the lakeshore is lined with marble leases. Now, did they ever have a marble mine?
Not that I know of.
Wasn't there a black marble mine up near Broughton's?
Middlebury, of course, had some marble. And, of course, after you got into ledges over
yeah.
there, you know. Now, what was it? Over east, over the...
And that stone house of, which was Broughton's, and I don't know who it was before
that.
No,
that was a Fletcher place.
Fletcher
too.
Place, too?
Mm-hmm.
They had some black marble there at one time, but then they stopped mining it because it was not profitable. Wallace Payne told me that.
Mm-hmm. There were a lot of Fletchers around there. There's Fletcher in the store. That was Ira Fletcher. And then his son Jim, you know, had it. And there was a Joe Fletcher that lived down there's
JT.
Now you see, this is Ira. This is up to the upper. And Joe Fletcher lived in the first that place just down over the hill from Fletcher's store, from what you call, I don't know who's in there now.
Well, it was Hamilton's at one time, Elizabeth Hamilton.
Yeah.
There's no house listed there.
Watson Hamilton, his wife was a Fletcher, was our Fletcher's daughter.
Do you remember this blacksmith shop up here where Gladys Faye lives now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, that was a whistle.
That was a whistle?
Way back, yeah. Now, I don't know what whistle that was, and I don't know what became of him. But the house was closed for a long time. I remember the daughter that used to come to school, and I know the house was closed, and it belonged to a whistle. Well, I don't know what whistle or what became of it.
Well, do you ever remember a blacksmith shop down in the area of West Bridport?
No.
Well, Swinton, who lives out in here, tells about an old blacksmith shop, one of the old blacksmith shops in the... down in that area.
And the old man that ran the ferry was the... He wasn't a Swinton, but...
Wells?
No, the Wells lived there, I know that. I know where the Wells place was.
There was Stafford Brothers.
Stafford.
Stafford Brothers did it, didn't they?
Stafford ran the ferry.
The ferry here?
Hmm.
Yeah.
No, not the Witherell Ferry, the Brooks Ferry.
No, this is the Witherell Ferry, Wilkinson Ferry.
Yeah, well, this is the Witherell Ferry there. But Stafford ran the Brooks Ferry.
Oh.